So what is blockchain technology? Well, it started out as the technology underlying the Bitcoin system. And of course, most people know about Bitcoin. It's the first cryptocurrency. And it was invented basically out of whole cloth by a person named Satoshi Nakamoto, which is actually a pseudonym. We still don't know who the real author of the Bitcoin paper was. But coincidentally, the Bitcoin white paper was issued 10 years ago yesterday, October 31st, 2008. So it's 10 years old. And no one's today, to this day, no one still knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Although if anybody could find him, he's worth $1.5 billion or so in, you know, depending on what the latest market is. So his key goal in creating Bitcoin was to create a decentralized digital cash system. And by the way, some people call blockchain technology digital ledger technology or distributed ledger technology or DLT. But when I'm talking about them today, I'm going to use those terms synonymously. Right. So we're all familiar with centralized digital currency systems. In any electronic currency system, which we have plenty of today, there's got to be a way to track who owns what so that people can't spend cash that they don't have. And the centralized authority is the typical way that's used nowadays. Usually, or almost always, this is a bank. If I send two electronic transfers for $100 each, and I only have $100 in my account, then at least one of those will be denied by the bank for insufficient funds. And it will do that because the bank keeps a centralized authoritative register of all the money in everyone's account. And so it knows when transactions are valid in terms of whether the cash is available. Banks obviously aren't the only kinds of centralized systems. There are lots of other centralized database systems. And note that centralized, the way I'm using the term, it doesn't mean that there's just one central copy of it. Centralized database could be replicated and duplicated in multiple places for all kinds of reasons. For disaster recovery, for efficiency. You know, if you have an airline reservation system, for example, I'm guessing that's actually a network of systems all over, you know, a lot of different places, and there's not one central location. But the key is that it is not the location. It's the key is whether there's a centralized authority for deciding what the authoritative values are in the database. And so if there is one, and in an airline reservation system, it's, you know, the airline company that runs the system is the authoritative, centralized authority, then it's a centralized database. Obviously, what Satoshi wanted was a decentralized system. And the key innovation, and it sounds pretty simple, but it created a number of other complexities, but the key innovation he decided on was to give everybody a copy of the ledger. We don't have a centralized ledger. We don't have a centralized bank that can decide who has what funds. So we'll give everybody the ledger. Everyone in Bitcoin, in the Bitcoin network, has a copy of the entire ledger. Everyone's ledger is authoritative for them. There's no centralized ledger. Now, one of the things this means is that when you want to issue a transaction, Alice wants to send one Bitcoin to Bob. That in a centralized system, you'd send it to the centralized ledger to record it. In the Bitcoin system or a distributed system, you'd send it to everybody in the network. They all would record it. They all would update their ledgers so that everybody's ledger remains the same. So this slide illustrates sort of the differences in the way communications work in a centralized versus a decentralized system. It's pretty obvious. In a centralized system, communications all flow to the centralized hub from the spokes, from the nodes. In a distributed system, communications flow from one node to every other node, and there is no centralized node. Now, by the way, that's why another word for this kind of a decentralized system is a peer-to-peer system. Everyone is a peer. There's no central node. All right. So at its most basic, a blockchain is a pretty simple idea. It's just a data structure. It's a way of capturing a stream of information, a flow of transactions, and recording them and storing them on a computer. You remember transactions, just a very simple idea. Alice sends one Bitcoin to Bob. And so in a blockchain, you group, the transactions are collected into blocks, they're grouped, they're stored in blocks, and then the blocks are linked to each other, and that's why it's called a blockchain. So what's novel about that? Well, linking transactions, grouping them into blocks and linking them together is certainly not, by itself, it's not a novel idea. But when that's put together with the other technologies that Satoshi Nakamoto used to create blockchain technology, then it becomes an innovative system in combination. So people can disagree over exactly what blockchain technology is or whether particular implementations of it qualify. But in my view, there's there are these four elements that are necessary. Digital signatures, which defines the ownership of coins in the Bitcoin system, the ownership of transactions, the authorization for transactions in any blockchain system. Hash values, that's used to link together blocks to each other in an immutable way.